Welcome to this mindful movement practice. This practice invites you to bring moment by moment awareness to your body in movement, paying attention to your breath, your body, your posture, thoughts and emotions. For this practice, choosing a time when you won't be disturbed, wearing comfortable clothing so that you can move easily, giving yourself enough space to do these movements, as well as a mat or a carpeted floor, and perhaps a cushion for support for certain movements. Everyone's body is different. So when doing this practice, looking after yourself, not pushing beyond the limits of your body, trusting the wisdom of your body to guide you on what's right for you. Working with these postures slowly and mindfully. If you find you are unable to do a particular posture or movement, knowing you have choice, you can either modify the posture, perhaps sitting instead of lying, or you may need to skip certain movements, or perhaps do the pose or movement in your mind. Remembering that anything you do or don't do is part of this practice. So we're not trying to pursue anything or push anything away. We're simply being in our experience of movement, bringing a kind and curious attention to our experience. Let's begin by sensing and feeling the body lying on the floor, arms by your sides, with your palms facing upwards if that's comfortable for you, legs straight, with the feet falling away from each other. If you have any problems with your lower back, you may care to bend your knees, placing the soles of your feet flat on the floor to reduce any strain on your lower back. You may care to close your eyes or allow your eyes to remain slightly open. So with the body flat on the floor, allowing as much of the body as is possible to make contact with the floor. Allowing the ground to hold you so you don't need to hold yourself. Sensing into the body as a whole, from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes. Sensing into the contact points of your head, your shoulders, hips, and legs. The body aligned, the spine straight. Allowing everything be exactly as it is. Sensing the entire body here, resting in awareness, in this pose we call the corpse pose. And now bringing your attention to the fact that you are breathing. sensing the breath from the inside out. Not changing your breath in any way, allowing the breath to be natural as one breath follows another. Noticing the full extent of the in-breath and the full extent of the out-breath as you breathe in and breathe out. And when you are ready, with the next in-breath, allowing the arms to move up in a circular movement until the fingers are pointing towards the ceiling. Holding this position for a few moments, breathing, and then allowing the arms to slowly fall back behind the head, if that's possible for you, until they are resting on the floor behind you. Stretching the body now, by stretching the arms and pointing the fingers, and at the same time stretching the legs and the heels. Sensing the stretch throughout your whole body as you breathe. And then releasing the stretch now and allowing the arms to move back from behind your head until your fingers are pointing towards the ceiling. And then in an arc, continuing the movement down until the arms are back by your sides. Resting now with the body flat on the floor once more, arms by your sides. Noticing any changes in your breath perhaps, any physical sensations you might become aware of, any thoughts or feelings, allowing everything be exactly as it is. And when you're ready, we'll repeat this movement once more. So allowing the arms to move up in a circular movement until your fingers are pointing up towards the ceiling. Holding this position for a moment as you breathe, and then allowing the arms to fall down behind you until they reach the floor, if that's possible for you. Stretching the body now, by stretching the arms up behind the head and pointing the fingers, and at the same time stretching down through the legs and heels, feeling the stretch through the entire body as you breathe. Holding this stretch for a moment, and when you're ready, releasing, and on the next in-breath, allowing the arms to move back from behind your head, up in a circular movement, until the fingers are pointing towards the ceiling, and then continuing the arc down until the arms are back by your sides. Returning to corpse pose. Taking a moment once more to notice the impact on the body or the breath of this mindful movement practice. And now we're moving on to our next exercise. So allowing as much of your lower back as is possible to be in contact with the floor. And as you do this, you'll notice that your pelvis comes up. Now, as you allow your lower back to arch, you'll notice how the pelvis goes back down towards the floor. We call this the pelvic tilt. So just repeating this movement of gently allowing your lower back to be in contact with the floor, and then arching your back so that the pelvis rocks gently backwards and forth. So staying with this gentle rocking of the pelvis, back and forth, perhaps following the rhythm of your breath. And then when you're ready, coming back into stillness and returning to the corpse pose with the body flat on the floor, the arms alongside the body with the palms upwards if that's comfortable for you. Taking a moment to tune into your body, your breath, noticing whatever is here for you right now. Now, of course, you might notice that the mind is wandering off. You may perhaps notice judgments or thoughts. And this is, of course, natural. It's what the mind does. So if this is your experience, just guiding the mind back to the body, to the breath, as you lie here. And now the invitation is to bend your knees and bring them up towards your chest, holding your knees with your arms. Now you might want to hold the knees in front or perhaps at the back of the knees if that's easier for you. So just breathing in and breathing out. Sensing into the movement of breath in this position. If you care to, you may gently rock from side to side, massaging the lower back in a slow, gentle movement. And when you are ready, coming to a stop, releasing the legs back down and returning to the corpse pose. Taking a moment now to sense into the body, tuning into the breath, just noticing what's here in the body right now. Perhaps any sensations in the lower back. Just allowing everything be exactly as it is. And for our next exercise, just bringing both knees up towards the chest once more. And holding the legs either in front of the knee or behind the knee, again if that's easier for you. Sensing into the breath. And now, if you can, bring your head up to meet your knees. Not straining the neck in any way. And just sensing into this position. And whenever you're ready, just allowing the head to come back to the floor, releasing the knees and allowing the legs to fall down and the arms to come back by your side. Taking a moment to sense in to the impact on your body or your breath. Noticing how this feels in your body right now. From the corpse pose now, bring your left knee up towards the chest and holding the knee with the arm, either in front of the knee or behind the knee, whichever is easiest for you. And leave your right leg outstretched along the ground. Sensing into the stretch here. You may care to slowly move the knee, the left knee, in a circular movement, clockwise, circling over the left hip. And sensing this movement in the left hip joint. And now you may care just to reverse this movement so that you're circling anti-clockwise. Slowly circling the hip joint. And then coming to a stop. Holding your left knee still. Breathing. And now, if you're able, bringing the head up to meet your knee, sensing the stretch. And then allowing the head to come down Release the knee and return to corpse pose. Resting here for a moment now. Breathing and sensing. Perhaps noticing the difference between your right side and your left side. And now, when you're ready, bringing your right knee up towards the chest and leave your left leg outstretched along the ground. Sensing into the stretch. And if it feels right for you, you may care to circle your right knee in a circular movement, circling over the right hip, going in a clockwise direction, perhaps sensing this movement in your right hip joint, and then reversing this movement to circling in an anti-clockwise direction. And then coming to a stop, breathing and holding your knee. And as you lie here breathing, if you're able to, bring your head up to meet your knee. Sensing into the stretch, and then allowing the head to come back down. Release the right knee back down and return to corpse pose. Resting here for a moment, sensing the breath, the body in contact with the floor. Allowing everything be exactly as it is. And when you are ready, just rolling onto your side now, slowly moving and coming up onto your hands and knees with your spine straight so that your body is in the shape of a table. In the table position, your hands are under your shoulders and your knees are under your hips. Allowing the hands to outstretch like a starfish. But if there's too much strain on the wrists, you may consider bringing your hands into a fist. Keeping your spine straight. And on the next out-breath, allowing your head to come up and notice how your back comes down. We call this the cow pose. And then as you bring your head down, the back arches up like a cat. This is the cat pose. So following this move, bringing the head up as your back comes down, and then bringing the head down as the back arches up. And moving from cat to cow position, following your breath. And when you are ready, coming to a stop. Just allowing now your buttocks to fall back down onto the back of your heels, and the body comes down with the front of the torso on the floor, the arms bent at the elbow, and the head resting on your arms or hands, if that's comfortable for you. Breathing and resting in this rest pose. Taking a moment now to check in with the body, check in with the breath. Perhaps noticing any difference in blood flow, heartbeat, breath. And now when you're ready, just coming back up into table position, shoulders over the hands, hips over the knees, so the body is aligned. Allowing your hands out like starfish, or perhaps in this fist position to take any strain off the wrist. And when you're ready, extending your left leg out behind you so that the left leg is straight and parallel to the floor. And at the same time, bringing your right arm out in parallel to the floor. Noticing how the body has to balance in this diagonal stretch. Paying attention to the breath. Perhaps noticing how gravity pulls and assists. And whenever you're ready, gently releasing this stretch and returning back to table position. Taking a moment now to notice perhaps any differences between the left arm and the right arm, or the left leg and the right leg. And now extending the right leg out behind you, keeping the right leg straight and parallel to the floor. And at the same time extending the left arm out in front of you. Both arm and leg are parallel with the ground. Breathing and sensing into this diagonal stretch, noticing how the body works to balance and keep you upright. And when you're ready, allowing your leg and your arm to come back down to the floor, returning to the table position once more. And now allowing the body to come back into rest pose. Allowing the buttocks to fall back onto the back of the heels. The torso comes back towards the floor. The arms are bent at the elbows. And the head resting on the hands, if that's comfortable for you. And when you're ready now, coming back into corpse position, lying on your back with the arms alongside your torso and the legs outstretched. Sensing the body in contact with the floor, and sensing the breath in the body. When you're ready, bending the knees and allowing the soles of the feet to rest on the floor. Then, pushing down through the feet so that the lower back and torso lift up off the floor, with your shoulders remaining on the floor, your spine straight, coming up into the bridge pose, breathing and holding this position as best you can, sensing the breath, and when you're ready, releasing down slowly vertebrae by vertebrae until the body is once more back in the rest pose, breathing and sensing into the body. And now when you're ready, just bending your knees so that the soles of the feet are on the floor. Bringing your hands under your head, your arms bent at the elbows. Allowing your knees to fall to the left so that the left knee is resting on the ground and your right knee rests on the left knee. Sensing the stretch. To extend this stretch, if you feel able, you can turn your head in the opposite direction, so turning the head to the right and feeling the twist through the spine and throughout the body. Holding this position as best you can and breathing. And when you're ready, allowing the knees and the head to come back into center. Now allowing the knees to fall towards the right, with the left knee resting on the right knee, and the head turned towards the left. Again, just feeling the stretch, sensing into the body, and remembering to breathe. And when you're ready, allowing the knees and head to come back into center and returning back into corpse pose, with the legs outstretched, the arms alongside the body, sensing into the body in contact with the floor. And now with your arms alongside your torso, allowing your left knee to bend and the sole of your left foot to rest on the floor, keeping the right leg straight. Raising your right leg towards the ceiling, keeping the right leg straight, and raising your leg as far as you can go. So for some that might be a little off the ground, and for others you may be a little bit higher with your leg, perhaps pointing towards the ceiling. Now as best you can, holding your right leg with your hands. So you might be holding your legs under your right thigh or perhaps your knee. Or for some of you, you might just be holding on to the fabric of your pants, just holding on to the leg, wherever is best for you. Sensing the breath, holding this position. And then if you're able, bringing your head up towards your right leg. Being careful not to strain your neck in any way. And then allowing your head to come back to the floor, releasing your leg, and allowing the leg to come down. Both legs now straight on the floor. And now allowing your right knee to bend and the sole of your right foot to rest on the floor. Keeping the left leg straight. Raising your left leg towards the ceiling as far as you can go. And when you're ready, as best you can, holding your left leg with your hands. So again, you may be holding your leg somewhere down the leg towards the ankle, or perhaps you're holding on to your thigh, wherever is best for you. Sensing the breath. And then if you're able, bringing your head towards your left leg. Being careful not to strain your neck in any way. And then gently releasing your head back to the floor and allowing your left leg to come back down, with both legs now straight on the floor. and returning back now to corpse pose. Now we'll gently roll over onto your left side so that your left leg and hip are in contact with the floor and your right leg is resting on your left leg. Placing your right arm in front of you to balance. Taking a moment to pause and breathe in this position. And when you are ready, slowly raising your right leg out towards the side, lifting up the leg towards the ceiling. Notice how the body balances. Remembering to breathe. And when you're ready, allowing the right leg to return back to rest on your left leg. Just sensing into this movement. Noticing how your body is right now. Tuning into your breath. And now we'll roll over onto your right side so that your right leg and hip are in contact with the floor and your left leg is resting on your right leg. Placing your left arm in front of you to balance. Taking a moment to pause and breathe in this position. And when you are ready, slowly raising your left leg out towards the side, lifting your leg up towards the ceiling. Noticing how the body is working to balance. And when you're ready, allowing the left leg to return back to rest on your right leg. Taking a moment now to sense into the body and the breath. Noticing how this feels in your body right now. And when you're ready, rolling over so that the front of your body is in contact with the floor, allowing your head to rest to the side if that's comfortable for you, your arms alongside the torso. Sensing how your breath is when you're in this position, with the abdomen and chest in contact with the floor. Noticing any physical sensations that may come into your awareness. And when you are ready, lifting your left leg up behind you towards the ceiling, keeping your left leg straight. Lifting only as far as is comfortable for you. So this may be a very small movement. And then when you are ready, gently releasing your leg back down. Perhaps noticing any differences in the breath. Noticing the body, any sensations. And when you're ready, lifting your right leg up now behind you, keeping the right leg straight and lifting the leg up towards the ceiling, lifting only as far as is comfortable for you. Noticing the stretch along the front of the body. And then, when you are ready, gently releasing your leg back down, lying once more with both arms alongside your body and both legs in contact with the floor. Then, if it's comfortable for you, gently raising your head and upper torso up from the ground, sensing the stretch in the chest. This may be a small movement, not overextending yourself in any way. And then, whenever you're ready, releasing this stretch and allowing your head and upper torso to rest back on the ground. Taking a moment now to sense into the movement of the body, the sensations. How is your breath right now? And when you're ready, rolling gently back onto your back, returning to the corpse pose. Allowing the body now to come into stillness. Coming into a sense of the body as a whole. Sensing into the breath. Noticing any thoughts, feelings, or physical sensations you may be aware of. Noticing what's ever here right now. Breathing in and breathing out. Perhaps taking a moment to congratulate yourself for taking the time to complete this mindful movement practice. And resting in awareness now until you hear the sounds of the bell.